On the show today, we have PenFed's very own John Kelly talking about the credit union launching a tap-to-pay or contactless credit and debit card for their members. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. John Kelly from PenFed. John, how are you, sir?
I'm terrific. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Appreciate that. Hey, before the recording, we were talking about contactless payments, tap to pay, and we've been talking with the folks at Visa for, gosh, like, you know, the last year or so about how cool this technology is. And I've always wanted to get it from the credit union perspective. And lo and behold, PenFed, you guys have, I guess, launched it or implemented this kind of tap to pay credit and debit cards for members. And I've been just sitting on pins and needles waiting to talk to you guys about this type of stuff. So can you tell us about the tap-to-pay credit and debit cards for members? How exactly do they work? And why did you guys implement this technology?
Yeah, we're equally excited. So happy to sit with you today and talk a little bit about it. As you said, it's been something we've been anticipating and excited to bring to market. We've actually brought it to market end of last year in a very small way. And we're really beginning to roll it out in mass beginning this month and going forward to our members, as you mentioned, across our both credit and debit card space. So it has been in the making for some time. And candidly, really behind that and the decision of now versus a different time is really the voice of our member. Mm-hmm. We put them at the heartbeat of our decisions. And we've not only from an industry perspective, watching it, ensuring that it's at the point where we think it can really add value to our membership, helping improve their everyday transactions, mm-hmm. making it easier for them in their daily lives when they have to use a credit or debit card.
Yeah.
So that was the tipping point for us and just really with our members kind of behind that decision point. And then obviously working closely with our network partners to really have it all kind of come together. And in 2019, we think it's going to be a great year for tap to pay.
Yeah, no doubt. And this is technology that's obviously nationwide, and I'm sure you guys wouldn't have launched it if it wasn't pretty prevalent at retailers nationwide or even globally as well. And then that's kind of, I mean, you guys are nationwide, right?
Yeah, we are. We're national. We have international members and cardholders as well. Obviously, and those that we support in our defense community, often some of those are overseas. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, we working with our networks and just the industry overall, we've really been watching it on a global scale and really seeing great adoption and usage and value in other markets outside of the U.S. And then as it's coming on shore, really with the merchants really buying in and adopting, again, post EMV,
yep.
leveraging all that security in the transaction. Mm-hmm. But this is one we think really will get great adoption and traction. So we should see it en masse here very, very quickly.
Yeah, let's step back for a second. The actual, you know, tap to pay or contactless payment is basically you got your card and you just tap it on the merchant's terminal thing there, and then you're on and away you go.
It's just that simple. And that's what we love about it. And that's, again, what our members have been asking for. The technology, I think, is caught up to the demand. And mm-hmm. it is just that simple. Mm-hmm. That tap is that where, again, there's a lot of other great usage. You've got the ability to swipe the transaction, the ability to insert it in that point of sale if you choose to do that. You've got digital capabilities, mobile wallets, watches, technology. All of those obviously have real value in the marketplace. But we think this tap to pay is as impressive, as secure, and in fact might be a little bit easier to do. And that's where, again, we think we're really going to help improve the lives of our members and really speed up their time in the line, mm-hmm. Help their every day, whether they're at the grocery store or wherever they choose to shop. With that merchant adoption and working closely with Visa and the partners, you know, that's north of 75% and growing rapidly. Mm-hmm. So we really think we're going to have universal coverage across the retailers out there that yeah. I think that's the real tipping point for us.
Yeah, I think the retailers would appreciate it too, because, you know, you get more consumers in the line and out of the line quicker. So especially during the holiday season when things are such a rush.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. So how many do you have any numbers, like how many members are using? I don't know if you want to divulge that type of stuff, but what's the status with the usage?
Specific numbers, but small at this point. We kind of, again, piloted it the last end of the year. We're really rolling it out in mass beginning this month, and we're excited about that. So early numbers are very, very small. Obviously, that's ensuring everything works properly, mm-hmm. and we go through all the process to ensure we have a real seamless rollout. So that pilot went very, very well. We're seeing strong adoption, strong usage. So that was positive, but again, I'd say very small. Yeah. And now we'll move out through 19 as we continue to issue it across, again, all of our credit and debit cards.
Well, and I think once word spreads about this technology, I mean, especially like word of mouth, kind of at the organic level, I think it'll catch fire pretty quickly.
That's where this always happens. You know, that's where the rubber hits the road. The consumer and the cardholder and the member at the end of the day is the most important part of this ecosystem. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that's right. Once that word of mouth gets out there, and again, partners like Visa and others with media and, you know, commercials and things out there in the marketplace to draw even more attention to mm-hmm. it and more acknowledgement of the capability, I think you'll just see that exponentially increase. And I think we'll find ourselves looking back this time next year going, what an incredible year, what an incredible yeah. adoption. And mm-hmm. and ultimately, the goal for us, success is measured by, do our members like it, and, mm-hmm. and have we helped them? And I'm pretty confident we'll get that feedback by the end of the year.
Yeah, and speaking of goals, what is PenFed's goal in adopting this technology? Obviously, you want to stay on the, pardon the 90s term, the cutting edge and yep. meeting the members' needs. Are there any other goals you guys have in mind?
That's an important part of it, you know, continuing to bring the best technology we can to yeah. to the membership, keeping them at pace of, you know, we're excited to be in the front foot leading the deployment of this capability in likes of large financial institutions, really being on that cutting edge, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. is important for us. That innovation, staying relevant and actually ahead of the curve is really important to us and mm-hmm. everything that we do. But again, success for me comes back to member feedback. Yeah. Success yeah. will come back to, you know, really ensuring for us, PenFed is their card of choice, whether it's a credit card, mm-hmm. debit card, or type of product they choose. For me, it doesn't matter. It's really that they really feel proud about what they pull out of their wallet. Mm-hmm. I think this helps them do that.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's about helping our members do better and making their lives a little bit easier.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of technology, and we evaluate it based on, will this really move the needle? Will this really change how we transact and how we communicate with our members, and they can obviously go about their daily lives? I think this one's that big. I think this is a game-changing yeah. capability that's obviously been adopted globally, so we have some runway with it. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time to have it really come, I think, in mass to the U.S.
Yeah, I'm totally on board with that. I totally agree with you. And I think the significance of not only PenFed using it, but, I mean, it's going to spread to other credit unions as well. And that just – and for the general public or the general consumer, it's like, wow, credit unions are like – they're with it. They're on it. You know, they're using the latest, greatest stuff. Let's try that out.
That's right. I mean, credit unions are fantastic across all of us. You know, we work hard every day in every one of our institutions to deliver that member service experience and best in class capabilities. Mm-hmm. That isn't left for the large. That is something that credit unions are working, investing in, and really delivering to all the members across this country. And so, you know, really excited about, you know, where we are in relative to the initial capabilities. But I'm excited to see it across the yeah. entire credit union yeah. landscape, because I think, again, as we're all committed to our member owners, this is another way that we can deliver to them. And hopefully, again, that continues to reinforce how great credit unions are, and that we aren't behind in any way, shape, or form, right. And that we can continue to kind of grow with these world-class capabilities.
I agree. And last question for you here, John. What advice do you have for other credit unions who may be kind of sitting on the fence with this type of stuff? Because as we mentioned before, it's going to spread. People are going to use it. But based on your experience, what advice would you give other credit unions implementing this type of technology?
Yeah, I think, again, look to your membership. Listen first. I think you'll hear the need for it. I think work obviously closely with your partners, the networks. You know, there's some work to do, obviously, to get to this place, but don't be afraid of it. It's something I think that you can execute and deliver upon that I think will add value. So I would say get in the game. Mm-hmm. I would say adopt it. Find the timing that's right for you and your membership. But I think this is one that is simple enough that I think will have enough national value. And again, I think marketplace recognition,
yeah.
you'll see it from merchants, You'll see it from Visa. You'll see it from financial services. I think that message is going to get out quickly. So I would say if you have the ability and you have interest in it and you're hearing from your members, I would say start now because I think it's going to snowball pretty quickly. And would love, obviously, all the credit unions to be on the front foot with these capabilities.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was thinking snowball the whole time. It's going to snowball quickly. So
that's right. In January, I think that's the right term to use.
That's exactly. Perfect terminology. Good timing. Good timing. All right, John. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And look forward to maybe we could do this again in like 6 months and see where you guys are to see how much it has snowballed.
Would love to. I think it'll be a great story. And I appreciate you taking the time with us today. Happy to connect with you and everybody else.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. As I say, I'm really excited about these types of stories. So happy to oblige, sir. All right. Thanks again, John. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.